Hello.
Hello, my name is Liz, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an
Yes.
opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just to make sure that we are
Okay.
representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am Black African American.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're gonna vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50 chance?
Oh, I'm definitely voting. I'm part of our board committee and everything here in Philadelphia. So, yeah, I always vote.
Thank you. And
Nothing
what is
holds
your
me back
age?
unless I'm dying.
Thank you. What is your age?
I am 41 now.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential and congressional elections for November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated and 10 that you're extremely motivated. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Thank you. Some people care about a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to you personally, to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
My identity, you're saying how much do I look at my identity as I identify my politics? Is that what this question is asking?
How important would you say politics it is to your personal identity?
I'm kind of like in the middle. What's the
Very
middle option?
important,
Moderate?
somewhat important, not too important.
Okay, not so much. The one in the middle. That's because I don't really. My identity
Thank
is
you.
not based on
Yeah.
my politics. My identity is what it is, and I follow my politics based on my identity. Like I'm a person of color, so
Thank
the
you.
politics game wasn't created for me. But I identify whatever political support based on my person of color and my other marginalized identity. So
Okay.
if that's a response, I'm going to put that in there.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Oh, I'm registered as a Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I'm moderate.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
With the recent Supreme Court stuff, very dissatisfied. The direction that we're going
Think
now
in
with these.
generally speaking about the direction the country's headed. Generally speaking,
Well, I'm only.
very
Okay, generally
satisfied.
speaking, okay.
Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
It is hard to tell. We are in very, very, very volatile times right now. So I'm not really satisfied at all with where things are because it's like after President Obama's administration came through,
Okay,
I
sir,
was
so would that
hopeful
be
and it was
dissatisfied
helpful.
or very dissatisfied?
I'm dissatisfied right now because
Okay,
after the
thank
Trump
you.
administration came in, even the Biden administration still is kind of fixing stuff. It's just like I'm very it's problematic. Supreme Court stuff that's been going on right now is horrible.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? The COVID
Trump.
pandemic, the Biden
Trump.
administration and their policies, the Federal
Trump.
Reserve raising interest
Trump.
rates.
There is no option for Trump. I cannot blame the Biden administration for inflation. It was how Trump administration handled COVID. If it was contained like President Obama did, a few of our epidemics before they became this way, Trump is the reason for this inflation. It's just that usually we don't see the inflation until after the fact, and that happened to be an election year, so it was inevitable. It was
Thank
inevitable.
you.
So
Okay,
it's
thank you.
Trump.
Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want their member of the Congress to focus on. For each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue it is to you to have your member of your Congress focus on? Use 10 if it is most important, 5 it is somewhat important, and 0 it is not important. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Creating more jobs and raising wages. How important?
Very, so that's a 10.
Okay. Reducing crime.
I would say maybe 5, because I like to leave that for local government to do that as well.
Okay. Ensuring our borders are secure.
10.
Okay, fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Making housing more affordable.
10.
Okay, and reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
Yes, 10.
Okay, switching gears a little bit, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve.
Approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly approve. Strongly, because the man is trying to do the best he can and he is holding us together.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their jobs? Strongly approve, somewhat approve,
strongly
somewhat
approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50, that you do not feel warm or cold. You can use any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is Joe Biden.
What is the, okay, what am I doing with Joe Biden again?
Please rate, what is your opinion, where 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, 0, you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Okay, so, okay,
50,
now I got
you.
I got you. Okay, you're talking about how just warmness in him. So I would say, I'm not the biggest fan of Joe Biden, but he is better than what we had before. So let's see, I'll say about maybe 85.
Mitch
McConnell, you mean?
McConnell, yes.
Okay, you got to say these names right. 0, that man is, he needs to go somewhere. He's about to die. He needs to go somewhere and go retire. Oh, the 0.
Okay, the Democratic Party?
I would say about 89.
Okay. 89, Black Lives Matter.
No, let's take that back. No, because honestly, the party itself is pretty strong. I'm going to change that to like about a 95.
95, okay. What just about Black Lives Matter?
About who?
Black Lives Matter.
Oh, I'm definitely 100% one with them.
What about Kamala Harris?
I'll definitely give her 95.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court.
Right now? Oh, Lord, that's about 30%. But the 6-3 split we got.
What number?
30.
Okay. And the Colonel West.
Oh, you mean Dr. West? Oh, he's fine, I guess. 87. I mean, he's okay. He's not the
Thank
best.
You.
He also say some weird stuff, but you know, he's a little old, too.
Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Colonel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Colonel West, or Donald Trump?
Oh, shit, I didn't even know that Gordon West was running. But I'm definitely going to vote for, what's his name, Biden again. Yeah, we can get Biden-Harris administration going.
And if the election...
We can look like everybody else would be a hot mess. Yes.
If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrats Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for Joe Biden or
Joe
Donald
Biden.
Trump? Thank you.
Joe Biden.
Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you. Switching gears a little, I'd like to read you two statements about an important issue facing our communities. Chris Chang, tell me, which of the following statements do you agree with the most? Statement A, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, but more crime fighting equipment and increasing prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our communities safer. Or statement B, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruptions programs, after school programs, a mental health in order to get a root cause of crime to make our communities safer. Statement
that
A.
One there, yes.
Statement
because
A.
Because I am
much
a
more
psychologist
and
mental health. You know, I'm letting you know that. I work
statement,
in mental health. I do mental health. I am a practitioner of mental health support for people. That is the reason we have the problems we have. We don't have enough support for these people. And we got racism in the system that still has been there since the 80s. And we're still seeing it. It's horrible. I'm in that right now.
Thank you, sir. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about the President Joe Biden and his administration are doing? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot. I definitely keep up with what they do.
And has what you've seen, heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable, because I
much
read
not more favorable
words
or,
from me.
Okay, much more
most,
favorable.
More favorable.
Or,
much more favorable. It's the highest level of favorable.
You.
I'm very favorable with his administration.
Now I want to read you
that
some statements of the
together.
Things that... Okay, I'm going to read you some statements of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years of office. Please tell me how important this is to you. Cut black unemployment in under 5%, the lowest ever recorded in history. How important?
Very important.
Somewhat important. Okay. Thank you. Made of the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads over the 50 years.
Yes, infrastructure.
Helping
very, 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 very important. That is a very, he has definitely did that.
Established.
Too. Yes.
Established.
What is
UNTIF, established UNTIF as federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery.
Yes. I'm very favorable with that. Very favorable.
Okay. Provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. How important?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or
strongly approve. That man is doing his job as president. He ain't sitting on TV trying to do all this stuff and hop his dance and performance. He is doing the work.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some of the reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote. 5, it is somewhat convincing. And 0, it is not convincing at all to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country now that we are facing the consequences. In the last years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, limited the rights of the same-sex couple, and rejected student loan forgiveness. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. How convincing.
Yes. I am very much supportive that we need to put checks and balances right now because they stacked the court so that they could go on ahead. And these people that said that they wanted to come on here lied. At their hearings, they said such a Roe versus Wade. They lied. They also rolled back affirmative action. They lied. They lied. So we need checks and balances on them, and we actually need more accountability for these folks. So I feel like we need to actually remove them from there because they think these lifelong appointments cannot be removed. They need to be removed from the bench.
Okay. And then I fell from 0 to 10. How convincing is this? The one that I just
said.
How convincing.
I'm not even, you even got me all charged up now. I don't even understand what the daggone thing was about. You said what is convincing to say that we need to put checks and balances? I think that's very convincing. That is very convincing. Okay.
Now, the last one is MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate telling of the story of slavery and racism in this country.
Yes.
They are
very
trying.
Very convincing, because that's what they're doing with the 1619 Project. I work as a school psychologist as well, and they are trying to ban this stuff in schools. They are doing all kinds of stuff in these school systems, and they are trying to lie about history and rewrite the history, which is problematic, because we're not going to sit up here and lie.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of this survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election on November.
My level of motivation is very motivated. I am at the highest level of motivation, 10, whatever level is the highest level. I am highly motivated. I will be voting in 2024.
And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
Do I need to just state all of them or just the one, like, honestly, it was the whole Supreme Court situation. And it's not just that. I also recognize that this administration has done what they said they were going to be doing. This man said, I'm going to go to work. He's Joe. He's going to go to work. And that's what he's always done. So he's not on TV cameras doing all this stuff. He is walking across the aisles. He's being the person that he did when I was, you know, so I seen him in Delaware when he represented for Delaware, when he was vice president. And I happened to be around in that state of Delaware when he was vice president. Him and Dr. Biden, his wife, were very much in present, even in Delaware, even when they were doing that role. Like, these people do what they say they're going to do. Whereas this other stuff that's going on to roll back, I mean, we're seeing it where people are feeling emboldened to be racially and homophobic and transphobic and all these things. And it's like, and they're making this extreme position and scaring people into supporting people's rights that were just recently, like, taken care of. It is amazingly horrible. So I'm sorry that if that's hard for you to capture. But, yeah, the infrastructure stuff, like, we have bridges and stuff like that falling apart. It's horrible. So they've been doing what they said they was going to do. So that's motivating me to vote because they are doing what they said they needed to do.
Okay. Thank you. Now
I'm not trying to take away other people's rights. I'm not trying to take away other people's rights either. because you have the right to believe what you're going to believe in your political side, too, but you're not going to sit up here and take people's basic civil rights away. That's my position.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going
to
at least...
You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to agree with it, but you don't impose your disagreement on fairness. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2024 midterm campaign season. For each one, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. Mailers, do you remember? Any campaign?
For 2024 right now, mailers? I'm not getting mailers right now.
I'm sorry, 2022.
Yeah. 2023, yeah, that was mailers, yes.
Okay, what about social media?
Social media, definitely. I'm so sorry, I'm doing a survey, y'all. Y'all know I'm research. I have to do these.
What about radio ads?
Our radio ads, I don't listen to radio. I just do more, like, electronic.
What about
social
TV
media
ads?
Or I don't really watch TV. I mean, I guess Hulu counts, right? If Hulu's or Netflix, Hulu does commercials. So, yeah, there you go.
Okay. What about door knocks?
Door knocks? Oh, no. I can't stand those. I mean, I facilitate them and support them, but door knocks ain't, no.
What about text messages?
Like, actually, no. Door knocks, you can say yes. Text messages, definitely. I'm electronic.
And
I'm not walking door to door. But I have people that I do support that do that in my ward, so I think it's valuable.
Calls?
I just don't have the time, so phone calls are fine like this one. That's fine. Yeah. Change my door knocks to supporting door knocks because door knocks are impacted.
Sir, the question is that did you recall someone contacting you for any campaign?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, they did. Door knocks, they came to my complex. Yeah, one of the people in my, I'm saying, but I also supported that, too. That's why I had to remember to say yes. All these were effective. Door knocks, text messages, surveys, all this stuff. Social media.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, college, some college graduate, or post-graduate?
So what is a graduate? Because I have 2 master's degrees.
Okay, thank you.
I'm working on a PhD.
Are you married?
I'll be done with my PhD hopefully in 2 years.
Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
With a partner.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No minor children yet, but the dog.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very
moderate?
Thank you.
Moderate.
And thinking about the neighborhood that you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Yeah, we have, like, I live in a mixed community, yeah, so.
Okay.
What do you mean, like, 50% white?
More than half?
No.
About half?
No. I would say, like, a little less than half.
Less than half.
Because we're diverse,
okay.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. We're all kind of mixed
area? How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It's kind of suburban. It's like suburban Philadelphia, so it's suburban. It's like the city, but it's really not. It's in the middle of the forest, but hey.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Yes.
And what?
Am I a product of immigrants? Yes.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No, my parents were born in the United States. Come on, folks.
Were you born outside of the United States?
Was I born out of the United States? No. I was born in the United States.
Thank you. That concludes with
was my partner
story.
Born outside of the United States? Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't want to know about my partner. My partner? Okay.
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
For
that
time.
Was all?
Okay, yes.
All right. You have a great day. Thank you for tolerating me. Have a great day. Good luck with your job. Bye-bye.